Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome to Burning Hearts with Rachel Herbeck. I am not Rachel Herbeck. I am Pete Burak, filling in for Rachel this week. We're recording this week while Rachel is out at Pine Hills Girls Camp, which is an outreach of Renewal Ministries. This is their 40th year of Girls Camp, which is very exciting. I'm particularly excited, not only because of my work at Renewal Ministries as the Vice President of Renewal, but because my wife and I, our oldest daughter, Gracie, is out at camp for the second year this year. She's going into her eighth grade year, and I just have to say, this camp, this outreach that it comes kind of through Renewal Ministries, but is supported and run by Be Love Revolution, which is started by Debbie Herbeck, and Rachel is one of the co-camp directors of the camp. It's just one of the most fruitful, amazing things we have going, not just at Renewal Ministries, but I've been blessed to travel the world preaching the gospel and meeting people who are leading incredible ministries all over in Brazil and Spain and Australia and all sorts of places. And I have to say, the discipleship and evangelization that's happening through Be Love Revolution, and in particular through Pine Hills Girls Camp, is just extraordinary. I have the privilege of running the boys' complement, Pine Hills Boys Camp, and both, when you combine them, to just see literal hundreds of young men and women meeting Jesus, being filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, being immersed in a culture of joy, of hope, of love, but of the truth. And they just, these young men and women, they just come alive. And we know that in a world that is so dark right now in so many ways, that is so confused, that is so looking for kind of evidence of God, and the world is just, it's looking for places that are good, that like are just genuinely good. And the world doesn't even know how to define good. So it's searching in all sorts of different places. But people are just desperate for something that feels good, hearty, right, ordered, you know, in a society that is struggling to define marriage and our own biological structures, men, male and female, and all the chaos and confusion that's kind of characterizes our culture right now. People are starting more and more to just say, like, what's firm? What's stable? What's true? What's good? What can I rely on? What kind of it almost feels old-fashioned in a way, but just then people are pining for the old-fashioned, not just for the sake of like a bygone era, but for a sense of stability, a sense of clarity. And Pine Hills camps are one of those places where these young women are brought into a culture of goodness, a culture that is directed towards the Lord, a culture of non-competition. You know, not that competition is bad, but what I mean by that is that these girls aren't competing with each other for attention. They're not competing with each other for love, because they're loved and they're welcomed and they're led well by Debbie and her team. And so Rachel's part of that. And so that was just a long way of saying, please pray for the work that we're doing at Renewal Ministries, but also through Be Love Revolution and Pine Hills Boys and Girls Camp. And then I also want to say that it's a great joy to guest host for Rachel this week, because this idea of Burning Hearts came from a very kind of interesting origin. You know, back several years ago, we had a young adult outreach called ID. It stood for Intentional Disciples. We were helping young adults become intentional disciples of Jesus Christ. And Rachel was one of our key team members. And every time we would meet as a team, once a week, we'd have our weekly team meeting, we'd call it. We'd ask a different team member to come prepared to give a little sharing, a little exhortation, little sense of, you know, it could be a scripture verse, it could be a quote, just some sense of what the Lord was saying to us, and wanted to bring that to the team. And you know, each of us would take our turn. And every time it was Rachel's turn, I almost had to schedule extra time because she would get going. And any regular listener of Burning Hearts knows exactly what I'm talking about. Rachel Herbeck would get going about the Word of God, and the fire of the Holy Spirit would burn in her heart. And next thing you know, a simple 30-second exhortation became several minutes of preaching and power and clarity, and it was awesome. And so after different shifts were made and, you know, ID disappeared as a branded outreach for continuing to do young adult ministry through Rachel and everything, but our team no longer needed to meet like that. And as we were discerning what the Lord might have next for Rachel and for our team and for Ave Maria Radio, this idea of a show where she could basically recreate those weekly inspirations started to bubble forth. And so it's just been a great delight to see her have this show. I'm so grateful to Ave Maria Radio for producing it and for platforming it and giving us a space for Rachel to continue to just step into the anointing that the Lord has for her life. And it's been really cool. I mean, like I mentioned earlier, because of all the travel, you never know. When you create stuff like a radio show or a podcast, you never know who's listening. And it's been really cool to hear in different parts of the world, people go, I really like that new show. That Rachel's really on fire. And she's got stuff burning on her heart. So, friends, I'm stepping in for the next few days, and I hope you'll join me for this week, because we're going to be talking and diving into different sections in the book of Galatians. In Galatians chapter 5 in particular is where we're ultimately going to land. But Galatians is an interesting book, because when you first dive into the book, Paul gives his kind of normal greeting, but it's short. You know, he does the normal grace to you and peace from God the Father, our Lord Jesus, who gave himself. So he gives that little, like, initial gospel proclamation, who gave himself for our sins to deliver us from the present evil age, according to the will of God our and Father, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. But then he jumps right into kind of an admonition. He's a little frustrated, it seems, with the Galatians, or at least he feels compelled to remind them of something. Because in chapter 1, verse 6, he says, I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting him who called you in the grace of Christ and turning to a different gospel. Not that there is another gospel, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to what we preach to you, let him be accursed. Somehow word has gotten to Paul that the Galatians are kind of following different teachers. There are different preachers and people who have come into their church who are, in Paul's mind, preaching a different gospel than what he preached to them. And from one reading, you could almost be like, is Paul jealous? No, Paul is filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. Paul has been uniquely anointed to spread the gospel to the Gentiles, and he's leading the church's effort in that regard. And this is one of the places where the gospel has gone forth and a church has been established, and he is now doing what any good shepherd does. He is basically kicking out the wolves from the sheep. He is drawing attention to the wolves so that the sheep might be pure, that they might be, you know, safe, that they might be guarded, and ultimately that they might be free. That they might be free to worship, free to believe, and free to thrive in the way that Christianity authentically invites us to. Because when we pervert the gospel, or when we listen to those who are perverting the gospel, when we actually get those itchy ears that Paul talks about, where we're kind of like intrigued by different variations of the gospel, when we're kind of moving along with the winds of the world and different philosophies or mentalities or slightly different theologies or understanding of things than what the church has consistently taught, when we step off the bark of Peter, that ship, right, that carries us to heaven, in our minds often we think it's an expression of freedom. We think we're actually kind of exercising our right to choose for ourselves what to believe. And what goes along with that perversion of the gospel goes along with a perversion of freedom, which is, okay, I get to choose for myself how I want to live my life. I get to choose for myself which aspects of the faith I believe and which aspects I don't. And in so doing, that will lead me to a pathway of freedom from my life that I desire. And what Paul is kind of going to war against is actually, no, when we step out of the stream, the pure rushing waters of truth that comes from heaven, we're not free, we actually become enslaved. Yes, in our free will, we are free to choose that, but that choice doesn't lead to greater freedom. It actually leads to slavery. Because what we see in Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, this is where Paul's making the connection, and this is where we're going to spend the rest of the kind of time together over the next several days, is unpacking different aspects of Galatians chapter 5. But he says, you were once slaves. This is earlier in the book. You were once slaves. You know, you were children. You were slaves to the elemental spirits of the universe. It says all these things. But then through the gospel, you were brought into sonship. This is a big theme for Paul. Slave to son. We were slaves to sin, and now we've become sons and daughters of God. We were dead in our sins, and now we are alive in Christ. The old man must go away so that the new man may live. And the new man is free to worship. The new man is free to believe. And the new man is informed by his faith and empowered by the faith of in whom who set him free so that he can move in confidence in that freedom. But when we step out of that faith, or when we twist that faith or pervert that faith or begin to believe in other things, we actually kind of like take back on the old man. We kind of voluntarily walk back into slavery and find ourselves in old bondage that should no longer be there. For Paul says this in chapter 5, verse 1. For freedom, Christ has set you free. Stand fast, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. And then he goes into this conversation about circumcision and kind of representing the old law and the old man, that if you were to be circumcised, you're submitting yourself to the old law instead of the new law in Christ, the fulfillment of the law that we find in Christ. But ultimately, what Paul is saying to the Galatians and what Paul is saying to us today is that as we have been invited into a new freedom in Christ, we are given this great gift to choose to believe. To believe in who Jesus says he is. To believe in what the church has consistently taught and clarified for us over all these centuries. To stand firmly in that radical center of the gospel. To not be drawn into all sorts of different kind of mindsets or squabbles or dissensions. But to stand firmly in the gospel, in the heart of the church, gazing at Jesus in the Eucharist, being filled with his precious body and blood, being transformed by his Holy Spirit, and being coming alive in Christ in a new, in kind of an ever new way. And that sin, any kind of deviation from that is just stepping into bondage. When we are not slaves, we are free. And of course, there will be sin in our life that we need to be set free from. Thank God for the sacrament of reconciliation. But today, remind yourself or recommit yourself or decide for the first time, I'm going to believe in Jesus Christ. I'm going to believe in the gospel that the church has proclaimed, that Jesus Christ is the Lord. He's the King. He's the all-powerful one. He's the only Savior of mankind. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father except through him. And I'm going to stand in that, and I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to empower me in that so that that faith would inform my actions, and my actions would be informed by the free choice of believing in Jesus Christ. And in that freedom, my actions will be free because it'll be united to what I believe. This is Burning Hearts. Normally with Rachel Herbeck, this is Pete Burak instead. God bless you.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burak's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.